Friday Eve. I'm Felicia Middlebrooks.
Felicia, that just shows what an optimist you are, because for many of us, we would just say Thursday.
Nope.
Because the weekend seems so far away, not you.
We're right on the cusp of it, Bill.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. Friday Eve.
I'm singing backup in this.
You do backup vocals on
yes.
this? I didn't know that.
Thank
lovely
you very
singing
much.
Voice.
I know. Thank you.
It's very ethereal.
Great word choice.
And
Pat Cassidy never uses words like that. He says breakfast lovers.
Yeah, ethereal. As in, I don't put milk on my ethereal.
I must leave.
Hi, everybody. It's Bill and Wendy.
Hello.
Welcome to the show, everybody. It's the bonus hour. It's the stream of consciousness. It's anything can happen time. And it usually does.
I know. I love it.
Can we gossip for just a second? You and I, just some gossip?
Sure.
Do you think, now Donald Trump, who is now, I don't know if you saw this in the paper, the president of the United States, he is at this conference, this Davos concert conference.
That's not how you
and
say it, is
Davos,
it?
Davos. And... Normally, the missus would accompany him, but at the last minute, she opted out. Do you think it's because of the allegations that Donald had an affair with a porn star years ago, and it was just illy timed?
Illy timed?
Yeah.
I think, yes, perhaps she bailed because of the news story, but then I was thinking about it, and it's like, she has to... address this or do something about it. You can't like avoid this but then go to a next thing. And
but it's two separate, like in real life it has to come up because you're married to the guy, so yeah, at some point you have to go, the Donald, I'm watching the news and they're suggesting that you and a porn star had an affair, let's sit and discuss.
I don't think they discuss. I think she looks and goes yes or no.
Yeah, you think so? That's what it comes down to.
Well, I mean,
did this happen or did this not
right.
happen?
I mean, what else can she say, and what is he going to say? I'm sorry. I know that Hillary was talked about as being a liar, and what else? She was crooked.
Yeah, crooked and a liar, yeah.
I don't think she has osteoporosis. She stands pretty straight, so I don't know what the crooked is.
Mm-hmm.
But he seems to be a liar, and once someone lies to me once, I can't trust anyone.
Right.
So it doesn't matter what he says.
Right. So he could say, well, I didn't lie to you. You never said to me, in the years that you and I have been together, you've never said, did you have an affair with Stormy Daniels? So I did not lie. Right?
He could find
a way around this.
Yeah.
So privately, this has to be an issue between them. There's no way there can be allegations like this and have it not come up. There's no way. But will this ever be played out publicly? Will anyone ever say to her, hey, Melania, just out of curiosity, when you received word that your husband may or may not have had an affair with this porn actress, what were your thoughts? You know, that may never happen.
Sometimes I feel that the two of them have already discussed this prior to it hitting
I do too.
The fan.
Yeah, I do too.
But then I just, you know, I feel sorry for Melania. The more and more that I see what's going on, you know, she really seems to be a decent doting mother to Baron.
Yeah.
It just doesn't seem like this is anything she really wanted. She wanted to go shop and get nice outfits, and I just...
So many people have said in the last year and a half, she did not get what she signed up for.
I agree.
But don't you think that when you marry somebody as bombastic as Donald Trump... You kind of do know what you're getting. Did she
Not
know
president.
That he would run for the presidency and win it? No, nobody knew that.
He didn't even
nobody
know
Nobody knew that. But didn't you kind of go, I'm about to enter a carnival where the rides
yeah.
are very scary, where, you know, sometimes the tracks on the roller coaster end, you know, for no reason. There's no safety belts on the tilt-a-whirl. I don't know what's going to happen in this carnival, but if I'm marrying this guy... The sky's the limit. Anything can happen.
Listen, I know everybody talked about Donald Trump because of The Apprentice and just because he's Donald Trump. And, you know, people's eyes were glued to him when there were news reports about him.
Right.
But it's nothing compared to him being president.
Right.
I mean,
right.
yeah, she knew what she was signing up for, but she didn't know the ride would be so,
yeah.
so long.
Yeah. And bumpy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know whether or not to feel sorry for her. I want to... But then I go, well, you kind of fell in love with him.
Well,
so.
You know, sometimes we make bad decisions.
Yes. So would she consider this to be today, if you asked her today, if you were her best friend, if you were the Gayle King to her Oprah, and you said, hey, best friend, do you think you made a mistake marrying Donald Trump? What do you think her answer would be?
Honestly, in my heart, I think she'd say yes.
Yeah.
But I'm glad I have Barron.
Yeah.
I mean, I've heard so many reports, and I have to be honest with you, I don't know what to believe, and you can research it, but I don't know. Sometimes I don't believe what I've researched.
Right.
But I heard that, you know, he's not been very present for Barron's upbringing. She's done most of that herself.
Yeah.
Oh, that was in the Fire and Fury book.
Was that in there?
Yeah. John Williams was reading parts of it.
Yeah.
And that he has not been very present for the upbringing of Barron, which I could see. And
might not be the best thing in the world for the kid to have him around that often.
Right. It might not be that bad that, you
right.
know, and she seems like a pretty doting mom.
Yeah.
Who likes to go shopping and wear nice things and, you know, I just believe before him being president, she could pick and choose when she wanted to be in the spotlight. Now it's like she can't. She's just there. And I feel, you know, her high heels that she went to when there was it the hurricane damage?
Yeah. Yeah.
She wasn't going there to work. I mean, it didn't look right, but that's who she is.
Yeah.
I just feel like people are needlessly picking on her. I don't think she's doing anything wrong. It's like guilt by association.
So in the family, within the Trump family confines, who are we allowed to make fun of and who are we not allowed to make fun of? We can't make fun of her, you say. Barron is almost
limits.
Universally agreed is off limits. For several different reasons. We cannot make fun of him.
And he's, I mean, mainly because he's too young.
Right. We can tease Ivanka and her husband.
If you want to.
Right. We can tease Udi and Kosei, Trump's other two sons. They're fair game. Right.
Because they've put themselves out there.
Right.
The circus.
Right. They're part of the circus. So you can make fun of the boys. You can make fun of the oldest daughter. Tiffany, can she be made fun of or not?
I don't think... Well, she can be made fun of for various other reasons, but she doesn't
seem... She's
like
the Pete Best of the Trumps.
You know what? You are absolutely right.
She's like the one who... She is a Trump, but she's not a Trump. Even the family is like, who's the girl on the end? That's your sister.
Right.
That's Tiffany.
Well, half-sister.
Your half-sister, right.
And where's Marla Maples in all this?
Far away.
And where's Ivanka?
Far away.
Ivana.
Ivana, the mom.
She came out on occasion to say that she's kind of running. She's the first lady. I remember that.
Yeah.
But prior to that or after that, I've not
heard. We didn't see a lot of her. Right.
And Marla Maples, completely non-existent.
Right. Right. But that's, again...
Not when Tiffany's out in the open. You'd think Marla would be somewhere.
You don't get a lot of... Tiffany comes in little spurts, very small. You hardly ever... It's very strange because he wants the other kids to be so much a part of this, but she's just not invited to anything. It's very peculiar.
The Pete Best.
Yeah, she's the Pete Best of the Trump family.
Very interesting.
She does the conventions. She shows up at the conventions.
Which is kind of like these major things she's there.
Yeah,
the inauguration,
yeah.
She was there.
Yeah, she was there for that.
But not these other little things.
Now, as a sidebar to all of this, I don't know if you're following what's going on with the royal wedding in England.
Not at all.
All right.
When did you turn into Franz the wedding planner?
I watch the show Daily Mail every day now.
You do?
Yeah, when I get home. I watch that and The View. Until there's stories about any of the Kardashians, and then I turn it off.
Doesn't that come up every day, though?
Almost every day, there's a little blurb about something they've said or done, and I go, okay, you've lost me. But until then, I watch. All right, so at the royal wedding, I don't know, again, if you know this, jump in, and if you don't, I hope I'm giving you enough information.
312-235-2525.
Prince Harry is marrying this woman, Meghan Markle.
I knew that.
Stunning. So pretty. You don't think so?
She's attractive.
Oh, she's so pretty.
I've seen better. I've seen worse.
She's so pretty. So they're getting married. Prince Harry, has had a relationship with Barack Obama. They have done some charity events together. They seem to hit it off. Apparently, they would like to invite Barack Obama and Michelle Obama to the wedding. However, they cannot because they do not want the Trumps at the wedding. And they believe they would create an international incident if instead of inviting the sitting president and his wife, they invited a former president and his wife. So they're being advised by people in the British government to please do not invite the Obamas. It'll create an international incident.
Do you think it would? That is so unfair. Yeah, I do think it is, but it's so unfair. I mean, they're friends they have a relationship with him. Right. They don't with the Trumps.
Right.
But it's like when I got married and you and I were working at a radio station and there were people I felt obligated to invite.
Like some upper crust boss types?
Yeah, and even some other people that I, you know, if I really had my choice in it, I would have cut them from the list.
Oh, interesting.
But I felt politically, and that's something you have to do with weddings. You have to change the guest list to accommodate other people.
Can I tell you, and this will make me sound like a very cold person, we did not do that. We invited only the people we wanted. There are still people mad at me.
I know, and I'm kind of jealous that you guys were able to do that.
We had to.
You're right, and you were trying to keep the number of guests down.
We had a very specific number that we could not exceed.
And how many total was that?
106 or 107 or something.
It's still pretty big.
Yeah.
I don't remember how many. I think we had 1 million people.
You had over a million people, I remember.
I remember it was very big, but we didn't want it that big. But then you really just get suckered into inviting people that you have to invite.
Yes.
Like politically, that would be a good idea. We invited Barack and Michelle, and they didn't show up.
They were not there. We were told by my parents, they said, here's what you need to understand. There's a tradition of weddings. Like, we went to people's weddings and you have to reciprocate. Right. And we nodded a lot and went, we'll take that under advisement. But then we just invited the people that number one, we had to not only know them, but we had to want them there. Like, a lot of times at weddings, there's a couple of tables, table 19 and table 20, where you get there and you go, I think that guy's name is Dave. I don't know his wife's name. I have no idea who that guy is. That guy's in the wrong room.
You did it the right way, but no one is brave enough to do what you and Terry did.
It was a tough move, but it's one we needed to do.
I think more people, and if you're listening and planning a wedding, really, that's your day.
Right. You shouldn't be meeting anybody for the first time. There shouldn't be anyone there that you feel weird about having there. And that's what we do. We're very proud of that. You know, we're very proud of that.
So don't invite an old boyfriend or girlfriend.
You probably shouldn't. But with something like this where it becomes, I mean, our wedding, I hate to say, was not an international spectacle.
No?
It was just a local spectacle. But if I was Prince Harry and the lovely Meghan Markle, I would say the Obamas are coming. Trump's, no way. That's it. We want who we want, and you guys are not who we want. They are, you are not.
I can see Harry doing that.
Yeah.
He is a little bit of a rebel.
But when they say, because I've heard people say this would create an international stir or an international incident, what's a worst-case scenario? I know Trump is, by all accounts, slightly unstable. Would he destroy
the
UK over something like this? Why does he care?
I'll show them.
It's another day for him to go golfing. He doesn't care. It's easier for him if he doesn't get invited.
He does care because it's going to be the event of all events.
It's going to be big. And it's coming soon. It's just a few months away.
It's that quick?
Yeah.
How would they plan? Didn't they just announce they were getting married?
They did. And there's some reason behind the fact that they're rushing it. And no, it's not the reason people used to rush it. No, it's not that at all. I don't remember what the reason was, but there was some reason.
Is she having foot surgery?
That's what it is.
She has bunionectomy has to get done?
They didn't want to say that, but that's exactly what it is. Daily Mail broke that story, Wendy. The British Harvey Levin. Harvey Graham Levin.
I don't know what it is.
He broke the story. But I don't think, when they call it an international incident, I have no idea what the retaliation could possibly be. He would do what he always does, which is badmouth it and say, awful wedding, you know, saw the guest list, wouldn't want to be there.
Right.
You know, he would do that sour grapes thing that he loves to do. But there would be no repercussion. There's nothing coming if you don't get invited to a wedding. What does he care?
It just doesn't look good. Harry doesn't want issues, but like I said, he's a bit of a rebel, so maybe.
Very much so.
He is.
Very, very much so. Yeah. All right. We must take a break. We'll take a quick break. We've got news. I think Judy's back today. Judy had a day off tomorrow. Can you confirm, Jasmine? Is Judy back in today or do we not know yet?
We like to be surprised.
Yeah. It'll be a new surprise.
So please understand, we could find out, but we don't like to. We like to wing a lot of things.
It's better that way. It's better that way. So you might get Judy. You might get Kim. You might get veteran newsman Howard K. Smith. He may come in and do the news.
I doubt that.
It'd be fun to see him again.
Be good.
It's been a long time. And he's no longer with us, so that should be interesting.
That would really be. It is the stream.
Right. Right. All right. Let's see what happens next, and then there's more show. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
All right. Bill, you were right in your first assumption. That Judy Pylak.
Judy Pylak is here.
The Royal Judy Pylak?
The Royal Judy Pylak is here to do the British news. But we were trying to figure out why Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, the lovely Meghan Markle's wedding, is happening so fast, and you have figured it out.
Yes, I went to, where did I find
it? Hello.com.
You scared me.
Ooh.
Boy, to glamour.com. And they said that there's a bit of urgency because of Prince Harry's 96-year-old grandfather, the Duke of Edinburgh.
Oh, sure. Duke of Edinburgh, Edinburgh.
You half listen, which
You're
is just like my husband.
Him with Ryan
a royal right. expert named Kate Nichol tells Entertainment Tonight that Prince Harry does feel a bit of pressure to have this wedding sooner rather than later so his grandfather is able to be there for
it.
Do you watch The Crown?
Sense.
No.
Oh, God, I love that
show. Do you, Bill?
Yes.
Have you ever watched it?
I've never
it?
Seen it. I've heard it's good.
It's great. Because
I have no
it's
desire
all,
to
so
watch
it's all
it.
About the, you know,
it's not the
queen
real
the
life,
prince.
But is it the people who are in power now?
Establishment?
It is?
So from the time she, because you know what happened, her dad, the stutterer.
Is this Claire Foy? Is that the lady who's in this?
I'm not sure.
Whose dad was a stutterer?
King George. They had the movie a couple years ago.
Called The Stutterer?
No, it was called...
The King's Speech.
The King's Speech.
Oh,
right.
Oh!
So that was her father.
Yeah.
True. This is all true.
That's true.
So it was Queen Elizabeth, and then... So she wasn't supposed to be queen because he had a brother. So when he died, but then his brother abdicated.
Right.
Because he wanted to marry maybe a divorced, I don't know. Yeah, they have so many.
Wow, groups. Well, look what Harry's doing.
Right, yeah. So she became queen, so it was kind of like, I don't think she... So anyway, it's good because it goes through all that, and Prince Philip, how, you know, they were... I mean, they were such a great couple, but, you know, like everyone, they had problems.
Yeah.
Because I think, you know, obviously being queen is a real hardship.
I know. You know,
when
told
it comes
me that
to your relationship.
Queen Latifah told me that.
Queen Latifah, right.
She told me
and Queen,
hard.
Who's no longer with us.
Right,
he had a
Freddie
hard
Mercury.
Time. Yes.
He's in it.
Right.
They didn't
Prince.
Call him Queen.
No, they didn't call him Queen.
It was a band.
That was the name of his band, right. Right. How come they have kings and queens, but they don't have jacks?
Yeah, that's a good
Isn't
question.
Isn't that weird? I wonder why they don't have them.
I don't know.
On decks of cards, they call them jacks. Why don't they call them that in real life?
Why is there no jacks on a chessboard?
Oh,
it's
right.
Knights and rooks and bishops and pawns.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know the answer to that either.
Well, that makes more sense. Than the deck, you know what I mean?
What does a jack do?
Well,
a jack
is a prince. Like in a deck of cards, you're looking at the jack. That's a prince. But why wouldn't they just call it a prince then? Why a jack?
Who says it's a prince?
Oh, it is. It has
who
to
told
be.
You that?
Yeah, who are you?
Everyone knows
Jack.
That. Everyone knows that. That's common knowledge.
Did you learn that in Vegas?
Yeah.
The prince?
If I had to date someone from a deck of cards, I'd go with the Joker.
Would you? Yes. All right. That makes sense.
Getting to know.
Can we start a new segment on the show? I have an idea for a new segment. You get a lot of people who say, I listen to you guys every day. I listen to Wendy, I listen to Judy, I listen to you, Bill. But I don't know if I really know you. So I have found on MSN, they have put together questions that the best way to get to know somebody is by finding out the answers to these questions. Are you up for this, Wendy? Or is this,
you
afraid
it.
Of
you
this?
You look nervous, Wendy.
You do look very nervous.
I don't trust Bill.
Oh, these are legit. They were on the internet.
Too legit to quit.
Yeah, they're way too legit to quit. I don't think any of these will harm you in any way.
I'm game for anything. You know me.
All right, let's see if we get to know you a little bit better, Judy, and possibly myself. If you could hop on a plane right now, where would you go?
Hawaii.
Would you go to Hawaii, Judy?
I would go to Africa.
Really? I did not see that coming from
I didn't
you.
Either.
Because why? And you've always wanted to go?
I mean...
Like on a safari?
Right.
Yeah.
Right? I'm just, what would I do that I would, you know, I'll never do it probably, but if I could, if I had to hop on a plane, why
you
not?
You would do that?
Right, yeah.
Where would you go?
I've been watching Planet Earth on...
Oh, well that helps.
Yeah, Netflix.
I'm torn between Japan and Australia, which are two places I've never been to, I want to go to very badly, and Terry does not want to visit either.
Yeah, I wouldn't
I don't
go
get
either.
Australia.
I'll go
why
to Hawaii
everyone,
with Terry.
Why does everyone want to go to Australia?
Tiny kangaroo down
they have
sport.
Really I think big that's crocodiles there.
I'm a huge fan of the music.
Men at Work.
I love Helen Reddy. You know that.
She's not Australian.
Yeah, I think she is. Helen Reddy, I believe, is from Australia.
My favorite song.
Really?
I Am Woman, Hear Me Roar.
Yeah, we know that.
Not Angie Baby?
No.
You're a special lady.
Such a bad song. Of course, Angie, that's the one you bring up.
Yeah. What was the next lyric? It's Angie, baby, you're a special lady, wrapped up in a world of something. What was it? Wrapped up in a world of make believe.
Yes.
Is that what it was?
Angie, baby. There,
oh.
Yeah, I can do a mean Helen Reddy.
That was outstanding.
Thank you.
I saw her in concert once.
We're on the air.
Well, there's a reason. We went to Las Vegas, and I loved David Steinberg, so we got tickets to see David Steinberg at the MGM Grand, and his opening act was Helen Reddy.
What?
So, yeah, true. Jealous.
I didn't know she was Australian.
We just learned something else about all of us.
Yeah.
Bill's a dork.
What is...
We already knew that. She is Australian.
Jasmine,
God,
write down 1240 and circle that, 1240, for the court deposition.
I am really proud of you.
She's Australian.
Helen Maxine Lamond Reddy is an Australian. I never knew that.
I thought she was Canadian myself.
You guys.
I thought she was American.
Oh.
Wow.
She fooled both of you. She
Good
fooled
job.
Both of you. Thank you. Here's another question, Wendy. We'll start with you. What is something that we would not guess about you?
Well, I've said it on the air, but I don't think you'd guess it. I'm pretty crafty. I like to make jewelry and little wreaths and little craft things.
But people are surprised when they know you, when they find that out about you. It's shocking to
them,
right?
Yeah, it's something they wouldn't imagine me to be.
Jude? What is something about you that we wouldn't normally guess?
I know every
She's
word.
She's really
I
nice.
Know every word to I Am Women Hear Me Roar.
Do you want to prove that, or would you rather not?
I know every word.
Oh. Go on. You want to do one or not?
You know, I Am Women Hear Me Roar by Numbers 2, Big to Ignore.
Yeah.
And I know too much to ever...
To go back and pretend.
Because I've been... Shoot.
I've been before.
All right, that's right. You got most of them.
No one's ever going to keep me down again. I am
wise, but it's wisdom born of pain.
Oh, yes.
Dueling Helen Reddy's.
I could go.
But look how much I gained if I had to.
I can do anything.
I am strong.
I am invincible.
Yeah. I
am
woman.
This is why the stream was created. For just what just happened in the last 45 seconds.
Yeah, the menstrual stream.
This is, Oh, man.
You're showing who you are, Wendy.
That did not shock anyone.
I don't know if there's anything about me that people wouldn't guess. I think I'm fairly easy to read, aren't I? I can't think of anything.
Yeah, so tell us something that would shock us.
I'll tell you one that just came up recently with a family member. I'm 100% for the death penalty, which is really weird because I really believe in human rights and stuff like that. But I think if somebody does something horrible and there's no doubt about it, there's absolutely no question about it, and they show no remorse, put them out of their misery.
I'm just
Finish
scared because it seems like there's always some doubt.
Yeah.
You know, and then, like, what do you do? Look at people who have been incarcerated and are innocent, and then, like, 30 years later, evidence shows that they weren't the ones.
Yeah.
Then what do you do? Go, oops.
But in a case where somebody, where there's no shadow of a doubt, the person even says, yeah, all those murders, it was on me. I did all that.
Okay, so you're for the death penalty with some parameters, which is good.
There can be no doubt at all. Right.
Now, but as Wendy said, here in Illinois, as we learned, these people were for years saying, no, I didn't do it.
But
you know what? I feel that even maybe in just a few years with DNA, we'll be able to now
prove beyond any shadow of a doubt who did it.
Exactly. Because, there are a lot of people who believe like
you do. Right. All right, here's another one. This one is slightly more friendly. What, Wendy, are you most passionate about of all the things in your life? What is the one thing you're most passionate about?
I know, despite I make fun of them all the time, my family, my kids, my husband. I know that I always, like, oh, my God, I should have stayed on the birth control pill.
Yeah.
Boy, if I knew, you know. But, I mean, honest to God, that is what my all my effort goes into is making sure everything's cool with
my
them.
My favorite is I should have stopped at 2. So my third always, but I totally, it's the first thing that popped into my mind. I'm so totally about my kids.
Yeah. I'm going to, not to sound like a copycat, but I'm so proud of the three of them, and a day doesn't go by that I say to myself...
You don't have three kids.
No, my wife and my kids.
He included his wife.
That's something we don't know about.
I have a child. I never told you guys about Horace ever once, not even once. But a day has not gone by since I met my wife and since we had our daughters that I say to myself, how did I get this lucky? How in the world was I fortunate enough to be surrounded by these three people? It's just amazing.
But that's different than what we're saying. What we're saying is like we would, I mean, I know you'd do anything for them, but yeah, you're
within
talking
reason.
No, anything. Yeah. And that's just crazy. But I think it's, you know, we take care of them. That's like the most important
sure.
thing because we have to take care of them. Not they mean the most. I don't know how to describe it. I know you're very proud of
oh, yeah.
it's just different being a mom and giving everything.
Here, I'll say it because I'm divorced,
yeah.
but if I had to do it all over again, I'd do it the same way.
Yeah. That
really?
I know
there,
that
that's
sounds
how, that's what I'm trying to prove your point,
that's
Wendy.
Awesome.
Right.
I'm saying that I love my family.
Yeah. And not everyone could say that,
right,
sadly.
Yeah.
It's tragic, but it's true, right?
Right. And believe me, there have been some real hard times, but still, it always comes
family's
back to
family.
That. Family's
yeah.
family. And I thoroughly enjoy my kids. They're all completely different.
Will I get to that phase?
Yes, you will.
And see, I tease
generally,
them,
when they're out of the house.
Seriously, I love them. I mean, that's
yeah.
really all that matters to
yeah.
me.
I think you and I are going to have the same answer on this one. Judy, you may have a very similar answer, too. What is your
Bjork.
Bjork. Who's your favorite Icelandic songstress?
Bjork.
Oh, thanks. You're a keek.
What is your dream job?
Radio.
Yep.
I would bet yours would be TV. You seem more of a TV. I don't like to be on TV.
No, I'd rather
I like
do
to,
this than TV.
Really?
Yeah.
I like hiding behind a microphone. This is my dream job, and I'm lucky enough to have
it. Yeah. Jude?
Working with Judy Pyle.
Working with
day.
Judy Pyle.
Well, I mean, I love my job, but my dream job?
What would your dream job do,
yeah,
be?
Yeah, probably be, you know, being in movies.
Oh.
Really?
Being in movies as an actress or
yes,
behind the scenes?
As an
yeah.
actress.
Behind the scenes. Do you know her?
Well, I would start out as an actress and obviously move to director.
Did you pursue that at any point?
I did not.
You did not.
But that was always my first love in high school and college.
Were you in, like, theater?
Yes.
Oh, see, I wasn't.
I was a thespian.
I wish you could ask me what would I do differently if I went back to high school.
Yeah.
I would be in theater.
And now that's
I would
funny.
Be in choir. I would be in, yeah. like, the tech
so
club.
So much more. Me too.
Yep.
I didn't do nearly enough. But I also wish that I had taken typing.
Oh, that.
I did.
Instead, I'm like, I'll take a speech instead of type. But no, speech club, all that, I loved.
Right.
That was really my first dream.
Oh.
But then, you know, my family kind of put a damper on it.
You'll
never get a job.
Him.
What? You can't move to L. What? You got to, you know, get married. Get a job. Get a real job. How are you going to make money at that? Which is so funny because I now have a kid who's kind of going in that direction, not acting, but in, you know, L.A. And
sure, of course.
I am like, I will take you there.
Oh, not
help
very
you get
nice.
A department. Yeah.
Very nice.
But can I tell you something? You must have either had doubt or didn't want to do it because despite what your family would say, you would have really still tried if
you know
that's
what
you wanted.
Yeah, but you're right. I didn't have any support. And it really did make a difference. I didn't have the support, so I kind of was like, yeah, you know. And it
no support at all
no,
or little?
And I didn't have any friends who wanted to do that. You know, people were just very, it wasn't Asia. People were more not afraid, but more conservative,
sure.
I would say. Yeah.
You
I
want
just
to play
yeah.
it safe.
Not risky.
I,
yeah.
It was already I was the first girl in my family to go to college. So
okay,
it had already
then.
I'd already done that. I was like, and you know, and I
so they were more traditional where
yeah,
you know
oh
you're not gonna
gosh.
Go to Hollywood.
It, like when I wanted to go to college, they were like, what? Why? Get married. I mean that was
yeah.
how I grew, you know, I'd very European,
sure,
European
of course.
Family and it was all it's all fine. I have no regrets because
yeah.
I feel like I could still do that.
Yeah.
Whenever.
Yeah.
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 Mm-hmm.
Dream job for me is this one. I mean, again, I feel like I was
won
like
the
luckiest guy in the world.
Is Todd listening? Yeah.
Right. I don't know how it happened.
If not, we have a meeting today. We'll play this back.
Yeah, we'll play a clip. Right. What sort of things make you laugh out loud?
Goofy things.
Mm-hmm.
You.
Me?
You make me laugh out loud
wow.
every day, but
oh,
it's
thanks.
Silly, goofy, kind of dumb things.
Yeah.
That's what
yeah.
makes me laugh.
Yeah. Yeah. Jude?
You know, political jokes really make me
laugh. They do?
Lately,
right
especially,
now?
Especially lately.
Yeah?
I don't
yeah.
like them.
It's, yeah.
Do you think it's because the climate is so dangerous right now that when something
no,
is said...
I think it's more stupidity. It's
yeah.
just stupidity really makes me laugh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where I shake my head and go, come on. It's so funny. And yeah.
You
then,
SMH?
Then I cry.
Oh, That's you laugh H. and then cry?
Shake what? My head.
Shake my head.
Did you know that's what it meant?
Mm-mm. No. Mm-mm. I don't know any of those. I had to ask someone what LOL was one time. I'm like, what does that mean? I just asked someone another one. Oh, it was laughing on the ground something?
LMAO.
What?
Yeah. Right? Is that
yeah,
the one?
Yeah, I looked it up. Yeah.
Laughing my A off.
Yeah, yes. My A off. Yeah, yeah, that was it.
I've already told Wendy this, but I used to play this game, this online game, which was billiards, but you'd play against people from all over the country, all over the world.
Williamards.
So it was, it's set up, it's a pool table that you see, and then you line up your shots and you shoot at the billiard balls. But then there's a screen underneath where you can talk to the person you're playing. And many times the first thing they would say included the letters ASL. And I thought that they were always being rude to me.
Yeah,
they'd always say something, and then it would end with ASL, and what they wanted to know was age, sex, and location.
Oh, my
But
gosh.
I thought they were calling me a name.
Shame on you.
Yeah.
Bill's like right back at you.
I swear,
right.
I got
too.
Really, I got very angry at some people. Hey, we just started playing. What's with that? You know, that kind of stuff. Just curious.
We just started playing billiards.
Yeah, that's
Goofy,
all.
That's what makes me
oh,
laugh.
Yeah.
Oh,
my gosh. Yeah. Goofy, yeah.
For me,
what
it is,
you laugh?
It's, you know, both at work and privately, because my wife and I have a bunch of friends that we go out with, you know, and have dinner or we'll have over, or we'll go to their house. And there's just something about, you know, having four or six people together and just talking about whatever and just, you know, obviously enjoying each other's company and just being funny and laughing. It's the best. I just love it. And a lot of it goes on here at work with you guys and, well, not so much with Steve Bertrand, but with you guys.
Oh, God. He takes a hit on this show.
He is
my
not.
God.
I'm sorry. He is not.
If work was no longer an option and you had plenty of money, what would you do all day? Wendy? I bet it's craft related or gardening related.
It was gardening, probably.
I bet it would be.
I would move to Nashville. And let my son explore the music scene there, and I would have a kick-ass garden and a pool, and I would just spend a lot of time in the yard. That's what I would do.
Nice. Jude?
Yeah, I would boat all day and then lounge around.
Go out on a boat all day.
I like that.
Swim in a lake or a pool.
Yeah.
I like that, Bill.
I love the idea of traveling, you know, with either just Terry and myself or maybe with our daughters or friends.
That's nice of you. Maybe just, the girls. Oh,
yeah, well, so,
depending on
some,
where we go.
There are some places that are just more romantic that I just like it when it's Terry. We go to Maine every year, and it's just Terry and I, and we love it. But then there's other trips we take, like Mexico, where it's the girls, too, and that's great. So it depends
on where. Would you
move
to Maine?
No.
That's not some place you'd like to live? Because I know how much you enjoy it there.
I don't think I could live there. Almost like every place I enjoy, even... We were just in Mexico, and it was perfect. And if Terry said to me today, hey, we've got to, let's move there, I don't think I would.
Why not?
I don't know. I like it being what it is here. I like that it's only really nice for 3 months out of the year. It's
Why?
Really miserable for 3 months.
Wow, yeah. I'd move in a heartbeat.
There's something about the rhythm of it all that I've gotten used to. And I know that sounds crazy because you say, why wouldn't you live someplace where climate-wise it's year-round nice?
How are you with change? Because I'm not good with change. I like, you know, I'm used to it here. I grew up here. This is where I'm going
to
stay.
Like, you mean to just
pick up and
just
go.
Live full time? It'd be tough.
Yeah, I have a girlfriend who lives on the Big Island of Hawaii. We had her on the air, Vicky.
Yeah.
We were talking about the missile crisis that came text to them. She built her own place. It is the most magnificent house with an infinity pool, and it's beautiful, but it's too far. I'd like to be on the mainland.
Right.
And I really fell in love with Nashville when I went there.
Yeah.
I love Nashville. Yeah, I have a friend who's moving. Yeah.
You could live there, though?
We're so excited. I could live in Nashville.
Could you?
That's the only place that I've honestly thought, you know
on
what,
a lake.
I could move.
Yeah. Interesting.
But everyone's
I know,
Nashville's
it's getting
huge
so crowded.
Now. Yep.
Yeah.
So now, because I want to find a small little cool place to live to like retire with a lake and a
Starved
pool
Rock.
And a boat.
Go to Starved Rock. Do it, Jude.
I can't.
Ozarks.
It's the, unlike Bill, no, I want warm.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be hot all the time, but it has to be mild. I want a mild climate. I'm so done with
that
this.
That makes sense. Now, this question is almost a follow-up to that last question. What do you like most about living here?
I'm a creature of habit. My family's here. It's really hard for me to cut the apron strings. I like what I know. I'm comfortable with what I know.
Yeah.
That's why I like it here.
I love Chicago.
Can you? Is it
doesn't sound
more
like
specific?
It.
I know, right? But I'm here.
I can't wait to get out.
But I've been here now for my whole life. I grew up in Chicago. I love the neighborhoods. Oh my gosh, it's so diverse. You have no idea. You know, still segregated too much, but still, I love that you could go to the Gold Coast and you could go to the South Shore.
Right.
And this lake, Lake Michigan, is awesome.
I'm pretty
People
amazed.
People do not know how great Lake Michigan
yeah.
is. I have friends who've never been there, who've never gone in Lake Michigan. It's like the ocean.
It really is. And yes. when you're driving down Lakeshore Drive in the middle of the summer and you're looking out and you're like kind of scratching your head going, wait a minute, have I just been transported to like the ocean?
I know.
It's pretty beautiful.
I'm telling you, we go to Michigan a lot and stay. And Mike, you know, when my kids are little, they'd be like, oh, I'm going to go down to the ocean. I'm like, okay. Oh, it's the lake.
It's like the ocean, like a New Buffalo and Salem.
Absolutely.
It's pretty
gorgeous.
Great.
So, yeah.
My answer for this would be, The sense of humor of this part of the world, of the Midwest, and especially Chicago, it syncs up to me. You know, just the attitude that people have, because we're forced to live in cold weather most of the time, and because for most of our lives we've had sports teams that we admire but continue to lose and disappoint us, we've all built up this shell that you almost need a sense of humor to survive here.
But don't we all act like I'm from Chicago.
Yes.
We got something on you, even though you've just described really pathetic.
Right.
But we think we're hot
because it's in our hearts.
Yeah.
It really is.
Because we really love Chicago.
There's a lot of pride
in it. And you know why?
Mm-hmm.
Everyone loves Chicago.
Yeah.
The tourism is ridiculous here.
Yep.
So that's what it is.
It's genuine here.
And when you, like, you know, when you're in Greece and you meet people and you tell them you're from Chicago, they're impressed.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
I know. It's true.
Yeah.
Almost anywhere you go, when they find that out, they
Chicago,
have a story for
because
you.
Because Chicago is and very
admiration.
Unique. Very
yeah.
Chicago.
Yeah.
Chicago.
Do we have time for one more really quick?
One more
really quick. What's been the most significant or best year of your life so far?
This sounds so like I'm making these up, but they're coming to me very quickly, so they're pretty genuine. The year that we were reunited and I came to WGN Radio.
Nice.
Because I've always loved radio and I've been in radio for 31 years, but to get here to WGN and be back with you, to me was the best year.
That's
ever.
So nice.
Because it's like I finally arrived.
Yeah.
Took me 31 years to finally arrive.
Jude, best year so far. Next year's the best year. Very optimistic.
Yep.
Very optimistic.
And you?
21 years ago when I watched The Girls Born.
Oh, here we go.
You're such a softy.
Waterworks.
Oh,
you are adorable.
I mean, love that.
You know, I think it's because we tried so hard for so long and never thought it would happen. And for it to happen was just a miracle. Two miracles within a minute.
I know, right? Kids are so great.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So
such a proud papa. You're
I can't
adorable.
Help it. I can't help it. All right. A quick break. Thanks, Jude, for hanging out. We'll close things off next. Spill and Wendy on WGN.
Hey, proud papa. It's time to go.
I feel like I got to know you better, but that Judy Pilak, you can't crack that shell for anything. Did you sense that too?
Uh-huh.
All
she
those
likes
answers
it that
were
way.
Fake. Every one of them. She read off of index cards her answers.
Right.
I don't understand that. We're just trying to open up a little bit. All right, that's it for today's show. Tomorrow, Wendy, as it turns out, will be the Friday show already.
We have Led Zeppelin 2 that's going to be coming and playing some Zeppelin music in the studio.
Mm-hmm. That'll be fun.
I think we also have Billy Joel tickets to give away.
We do. Yeah.
Pretty fun.
All that is coming up tomorrow, so if you needed a reason to listen, there's some right there. And then there's other stuff, too. It's such a surprise. Even Wendy and I don't know. Thanks, everybody. Bye, Wendy.
See you, Bill.